Are you missing romantic moments? Keep your hair as fresh and as cleanly fragrant as it should be. Shampoo frequently with emulsified coconut oil shampoo. It leaves no after film to become unpleasant and gives your hair that clean, fresh fragrance that's so necessary for feminine daintiness. Remember, it's emulsified coconut oil shampoo. From Hollywood, we present Bride and Groom. With your master of ceremonies, John Nelson.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Bride and Groom, coming your way from the beautiful Chapman Park Hotel on Wilshire Boulevard. You know, almost everyone enjoys a love story, I think, particularly when it's a true story about real people. And today, as every day on Bride and Groom, you'll meet two young people who'll be married during this broadcast and who will themselves tell you the story of how they fell in love and the story of their romance. But however, right now, I have here a pile of questions and suggested topics for discussion submitted by you folks here in the studio audience, for which, of course, the best questions and topics discussed on the program, we give prizes of beautiful, sheer, misty, holly, vogue, nylon stockings. Don't know whether these are best or not, but I'd like to find out, and maybe you can help out here. Here's a lady who says, how can I convince my husband that my romantic dreams of Gregory Peck needn't interfere with our happy married life? There's a husband who has that same problem, I can tell. And here's another lady, I don't know what she means, but she says, should a wife play second fiddle to her husband's orchestra? Her husband must be a band leader or something of the sort. And another lady says, my husband's hobby is frogs. What can you do when they get so tame they sit on top of the piano and croak at you? Oh, dear, sounds like you can't take it with you. And one last question here I got a kick out of. It says, my husband wants to practice baseball with my biscuits. Shall I give up or keep on trying to bake them? Home problems, I guess. Well, right now, a few words from Jack McElroy, and then we'll all meet our bride and groom.
At the very first sign of an ordinary headache, you know the kind of a headache most of us get, take genuine Bayer aspirin for amazingly quick relief. We suggest this because of all pain relievers, none can match Bayer aspirin's record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. Now, if like so many others, you've been taking Bayer aspirin for years with excellent results, and then one day find that you have a headache it doesn't relieve, see your doctor. For the continuance of pain may be a signal that something more serious than an ordinary headache is wrong with you. In this event, experimenting may cause great harm, so don't experiment. Let your doctor decide whether you need a prescription or not. And if so, just what kind? Only your doctor is capable of giving you a prescription to fit your own particular need. Don't ever forget this. So for headache that persists, see your doctor. But for the common, everyday headaches most of us get, use Bayer aspirin. When you buy, ask for Bayer aspirin by its full name, not merely by the name aspirin alone.
Thank you, Jack McElroy. And right now, as we do every day, we'd like you to meet the young stars of our program, our beautiful young bride, her very handsome groom.
Here comes the bride and groom. They're not married now, but they will be soon. Here comes the bride and groom on their wedding day.
And you're our bride, aren't you?
Yes.
And your name is, please?
Helen Anderson.
Helen Anderson?
Yes.
And you, sir, are the groom, and your name is?
Gail Hulsibus.
Gail Hulsibus.
That's right.
Yes, I'm John Nelson, in case you wonder. Well, I mean, I have a part here, too. I'm not getting married, but I mean, would you tell me a little bit about yourself, Miss Anderson, so we can get to know a little bit about you?
Well, I was born in South Dakota and went to school there.
Whereabouts?
Phillips, South Dakota. It's a small town.
Yes, well, I don't know where it is, but that's all right. Go ahead.
And came to California about 3 years ago.
Yes. And do you mind telling me how old you are?
23.
You did go to school back there. Does your family still live back in South Dakota?
My mother and dad and little sister.
Do you think they might be listening today?
Well, they're going to.
Oh, I hope so. Too bad they couldn't get out, but I guess that's the next best thing. Well, that kind of tells a little bit about you. By the way, what do you do, if anything?
I quit my job.
You quit your job, yes. 2 weeks ago. That's what she does. Well, Gail, suppose you tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in Harlan, Iowa. I went to high school back there, and I enlisted in the Navy about a year after I got out of high school and had about 8 years in the Navy. Time overseas.
How long overseas, Gail?
About 54 months.
And all during the war, you were there. What sort of a ship were you on?
I was on a repair ship, the USS Medusa.
Did you get to see much action and all?
Well, not an awfully lot on repair ship. They usually stay pretty close behind the lines.
Well, I don't know. Some of those ships of the train were pretty important out in the Pacific, as I recall. You don't have a uniform on, so I can't tell what decorations he's wearing. How long been out of service?
Since October the 2nd.
Of 45?
Yes, of last year.
Where's your family now, Gail?
Well, my mother is in the audience.
Oh, good. I'm so glad she could come today.
And the rest of the family are back in Harlan, Iowa.
And they're listening?
Yes, they are.
That's good. They should be, too, after all. Are you the only son?
No, I have a brother, 3 years younger than I.
Is it one brother?
One brother and three sisters.
Oh, well, and after all, are they married?
Three sisters are married. The brother is single.
Who now? Well, you're showing him the way. Maybe he'll take heart. Sure, there's no reason why I shouldn't. Well, that more or less identifies you and tells us a little bit about you. But the main thing is yet to come. Yes, the story of how you two got acquainted and fell in love and what happened.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what he means by uh-oh, but we're going to find out. Helen, supposing you start in by telling us where you first saw Gail.
I first saw him in a bowling alley.
well, you better explain that.
A mutual friend of ours introduced us.
I see. Well, you were bowling and he was bowling.
I was in the league, yes. Mm-hmm.
And was he in the league?
No, he was just helping out. Someone was absent.
Well, what were you, a kind of a substitute, Gail?
Yes, I was a friend of mine that introduced us, who is the best man, Rex Lorenz, introduced us at the bowling alley, and I was filling out for a person that was absent in one of the Lockheed leagues.
Oh, is she a pretty good bowler?
Well, pretty good, yeah.
How can I say anything else? I don't know. You've got me there. I don't know. Helen, you aren't supposed to shush him until after the ceremony.
I have to watch him, though.
Why? What does he do wrong?
Oh, I better not tell.
Sure. Now's a good time, and we're interested.
No, I don't know what to say.
Oh, all right. Gail, what do you do, by the way? I forgot to ask you what you're doing.
I'm a field representative for the Automobile Club of Southern California.
Oh, fine. That's a good outfit, isn't it?
Yes, it is. One of the best, out of the North Hollywood office.
You know, I was going to say, go ahead and make a plug on it. Well, that's good advertising. So, you were bowling there that night, and you just were introduced kind of casually? And...
Well, I was supposed to meet him a long time before.
You were supposed to?
Yes.
How did you miss out?
Either I was busy or else he didn't come in.
For heaven's sakes. Well, how long did this delay the introduction, this you being busy?
Oh, I imagine about 3-4 months, didn't it, Gail?
They were powerful, busy folks. Too busy to get acquainted with his bride-to-be and she to meet her husband.
Well, you never can tell about the Navy. You know, he couldn't come in when he wanted to.
Oh, I see. That explains it. That accounts for everything. Thank heaven. Yes. Well, go ahead, then. Then you were introduced. You said, how do you do? And he said, how do you do? And what happened then?
He just went back and bowled.
Fine reception. What goes on, Gail? Weren't you interested in the young lady?
Well, you think I ought to tell him?
No, were you?
Well, please do.
Well, yes, I was. I thought she was very cute at the time.
Yes.
Half the time.
There goes the happy home.
But I thought she was at the time. Now I know she is.
Yes. What a diplomat. Go ahead, Gail. Let's hear this story out.
Well, and I took her home that evening. And
now, wait a minute. A lot of things must have happened between the time you said, how do you do, and took her home. Now,
well, you're getting kind of personal there.
Well, as a matter of fact, Gail, I don't want to ask any questions about personal or embarrass you or anything else. So
no,
don't you
we
tell
just,
us. I just wondered how you got between, beyond that stage, you know, where you say, how do you do, and the next thing you say is, may I drive you home? That doesn't work. I just wondered.
Well, see, she was bowling in the league, and I had to go bowl. So after the bowling was over, well, we got together and had a little chat, and I took her home that evening, and then I didn't see her again for, a couple of weeks.
What was the matter? Not
well, I had to kind of think it over, you know.
Yes, uh-huh.
And then I went back, and we started going together, and this is what came out of it.
Dangerous pastime, this bowling. From bowling alley to altar in 3 easy lessons. Well, Gail, here's what I'd like to find out, if you don't mind. That first night that you took her home, did you get her telephone number or something?
Well, she didn't have a telephone, but...
You got her address, yes.
That's right.
Resourceful chap. And so when you wanted to see her 2 weeks later, what did you do?
I just drove over to the house.
Mm-hmm. Dropped by. Casual. Were you glad to see him, Helen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you kind of go for the man that first night and say...
Do you expect me to tell him here?
You'll never have a better chance.
Oh, I was worried for fear he would never come back.
Seriously, you were?
Yes.
You really liked him that first night?
Yes.
And when he took you home, you don't have to answer this at all, but I'm just interested. He drove you home to your place. Did he perhaps give any signs of being specially interested in you?
I don't know what you call signs.
Well, now, not to put
you
too...
You remember, he'd been overseas for 4 years.
How's that again?
Remember, he'd been overseas, I said, and he'd been in the Navy.
He'd been overseas for 4 years, and he'd been in the Navy. That's an indirect way of answering. You mean, honey, that he tried to kiss you that first night?
He didn't try, he did.
Oh! Oh, well. Well, I don't mean to, because after all, there's nothing to be ashamed of at all. If you told us you were very much attracted to him, and after all, he liked you very much, it's a natural thing. Isn't it, Gail?
Yes, it is.
Yes. So, there's just one more question I'm particularly interested in, and that's, do you remember just where you were and what you were doing when he proposed to you?
Yes, we were at a drive-in.
You were having something to eat at a drive-in?
Well, that was the second time, though.
Gail, where were you the first time? Do you remember?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think I ever proposed. I think you just kind of drew me
Gail.
Into it.
Well, now I know how it is. I mean, after all, Helen, you what?
Nothing.
After all, there are lots of men who are a little bashful, and they do need a little encouragement, and if a girl doesn't try to help them out, they never get around to it. Is
he
that right?
He doesn't need any encouragement.
That's right. He what?
He didn't need any encouragement.
Well, if he did, he's getting it now. Anyway, well, you were at a drive-in, and you had ordered something to eat, and then
yes.
How did he go about proposing?
Oh, he didn't really propose. He didn't ask me if I'd marry him.
No, that's what he said.
They were just sort of taken for granted, I think, throughout our going together.
Yes, I mean, you both began to get more and more serious.
That's
you realized
right.
that the other person knew
that's
that you
right.
were in love, and
that's right.
That's all that happened. Well, as I say, we won't hold up or break up this wedding.
Pardon me, John. We usually wait till after the ceremony to do this, but she needs it now. Our bride and groom rolling pin.
That man McElroy causes trouble. Well, from John Patrick Burke of Beverly Hills, our floral artist, the bride's bouquet, designed especially for her, made of mystery gardenias and maidenhair fern, and as a tribute to St. Patrick's Day, which is a-coming, has a removable corsage for the bride made of split green carnations tied with a Kelly green ribbon. Very appropriate. The bridesmaid bouquet is an arm arrangement of pink sweet peas and orchid-colored tulips tied with satin ribbon, matching satin ribbon. Hard to say. You are, please...
Oh. Opal Anderson.
Opal Anderson?
Yes.
Are you a friend of the bride's
and
groom?
I'm sister of the bride.
Oh, sister of the bride.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Is this your first wedding as bridesmaid?
No, I was bridesmaid once before.
Guess we have it, young lady.
I was just as scared the other time, Noel.
Oh, you'll do all right. You're the young fellow who introduced him. Your name is...
Rex Lorenz.
Yes, and you introduced these two?
Yes, sir.
Are you sorry?
No, sir.
Yes. Well, you're best man. Do you think that that's a good match here?
I worked out it quite a while getting them together.
This whole thing was planned. We have for you here, Rex, the bride's wedding ring selected from Brock and Company of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. We're world famous for the exquisite beauty of the things they have, the fine jewelry and diamonds. The ring, I don't know how many of you can see it because of the light here, but it has 5 perfect blue-white diamonds set in a unique gold mounting designed especially for us. Isn't that a lovely ring? Very beautiful. Rex, put that in your pocket. Say, we better get on to this thing. I better tell you who this is, Tommy. This is Flash down here. Tommy from Sergius Albert's, the famous society photographer out in Beverly Hills and photographer of the stars, who presents the bride and groom each day this beautiful leather album, gold embossed, satin moire lined, with 4 or 5 formal wedding portraits, as you can see. So that the bride, and then it also has about a dozen candid shots, as you can see, so the bride and groom have something to remember this happy day the rest of their lives and really see just how they look. By the way, we better hurry along. Do you have on something old?
No.
Nothing old?
My gloves were, but she took them away from me.
Nothing at all old?
No.
We have to get something old, but do you have on something new?
Yes.
What's that?
My suit, my
yes.
hat, my shoes.
Yes. Something borrowed?
Yes, my handkerchief.
Yes. Uh-huh. Do you have on something blue?
Flowers in my hat, my handkerchief.
Flowers in your hat and something in your handkerchief. Mm-hmm. Well, Jack, have we got anything old
there? Yeah, I have something old, John. An old green garter imported from Ireland.
St. Patrick's Day, here we come. Well, Helen, we'll hold these for you.
Okay,
and would you mind?
On.
Yes, would you mind putting that on, please? We'll provide for you. No.
Got
Well, now, you have on something old and new and borrowed. Do you have on a penny in your shoe?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's all set then. Say, we have to describe the bride's outfit or I'll hear all about it. Would you mind describing the bride's outfit?
She has on a lovely blue suit. It's in a soft shade. Her accessories are in brown. She has a little touch of blue on her hat.
Yes.
And her flowers are white and blue.
Yes. Do you think she has on nylons?
They look very much like it from here.
Well, who are you, by the way?
Gladys Wade from Toledo High.
Miss Wade, we'll find out. Do you have on nylons?
Yes, my one and only pair since the war started.
You couldn't put them to a better use. Well, right now, what's a song that you'd like?
Beautiful Love.
Oh, that's a wonderful song. Is that all right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Fine. Well, you two go down the aisle now as Jack McElroy sings that beautiful song, Beautiful Love, the song of your choice. And as you do go out to the chapel where you'll be married with only friends and family in attendance, we'll have the song of your choice sung now.
Beautiful love, you're all a mystery. Beautiful love, what have you done to me? I am contented since you came along, thrilling my soul with your song. Beautiful love, searching for love, my dream to realize, reaching for heaven, depending on you. Beautiful love, all my dreams came.
Jack, well sung and well played, Gaylord Carter. So I have a brief announcement. Will you excuse me? You talk among yourselves here. This is very important, though. Maybe you better listen. Today, your Red Cross makes an urgent appeal for help. It must not only serve the thousands of men who are still overseas with our armies of occupation, but must also be ready at home in time of disaster, flood, fire, and tornado. Only your contributions, our contributions, can keep it going. So open your doors and your hearts and your pocketbooks when your Red Cross solicitor comes to call. This Red Cross volunteer who visits your home is a neighbor working with you and your community to make the Red Cross drive a success. Very sincere. I hope you all will. Say, you know, because we send our brides and grooms on honeymoons to the finest hotels in the country and all over, we got so many letters asking about hotels. So we invited a friend of ours, Mr. Owen Nichols, who is a member of the Hotel Association, very prominent in the business and manager of a hotel, to give us a few words about it because we get telegram after telegram saying, can you get us reservations in California? Goodness, to take a travel bureau to take care of. Mr. Nichols, we're very glad to see you.
Thank you.
Supposing you just kind of tell us a little bit about the hotel situation here in California. So many people are planning to come out, they'd be interested.
I'd be glad to. With the races closing tomorrow, I believe that the tourist business will drop off. In other words, we can use tourists for the next 3 months. I also believe that during July and August we'll have the heaviest tourist business that Los Angeles has ever known. Those that can should arrange their vacations during the next 3 months, and particularly in September and October. That's still our summer month there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Say, explain this, if you will, if you can, because we don't know how to go about it. For people back east in the Middle West who are coming out here, how do they get a hotel reservation, or is it possible?
Well, it's my recommendation that they write the hotel direct or make arrangements through their travel agents or travel counselors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good. But there will be space for people, you think, in the next 3 months?
Definitely, yes.
And after July and August again?
Yes. Hotels are having vacancies now in downtown Los Angeles.
Fine. Well, thank you, Mr. Nichols. I hope that answers a lot of questions because the mail is so heavy we can't answer it. Right now, a few words from Jack McElroy, and then we'll meet some other interesting people.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, people are bound to notice your teeth. And perhaps more hearts have been broken, more promising business careers blighted by dingy-looking, unclean teeth than for any other reason. So don't run this risk. Whatever way of tooth cleaning you now use, remember, in all America, there is one tooth powder so amazingly effective that
that it is bought by more people than any other. Dr. Lyons tooth powder. The reason is simple. These millions who choose Dr. Lyons must be convinced that it does something no other tooth powder does. If they were not convinced, naturally they wouldn't continue to buy more Dr. Lyons tooth powder than any other. So whenever you see dazzling teeth, a beautifully attractive smile, let it remind you that facts and figures prove more people buy and use Dr. Lyons tooth powder than any other brand. Try it yourself. Then let your own teeth tell you the story, the reason why Dr. Lyons is America's number one tooth powder.
Thank you, Jack. And here are some a pair of interesting people I think we ought to get acquainted with. And you are?
Alice Cook.
Alice Cook from where, Mrs. Cook?
From Arcadia.
California?
Mm.
And you, sir, Mr. Cook?
Arcadia, California.
Yes, but where was your home originally, Mr. Cook?
Nebraska.
Whereabouts in Nebraska?
Fairbury.
And you better identify that a little bit more closely. I don't know just exactly.
Fairbury, Nebraska? Well, it's about 70 miles from Lincoln.
Oh, yes, Excuse me. Well, do you have any children, Mrs. Cook?
Four.
And any grandchildren?
Eight.
Any great-grandchildren?
Two.
Two? It's a good-sized family, isn't it? 14 children. Well, the reason that Mrs. Cook is up here, this is a special day for you, isn't it?
Yes.
And it 55. Is...
55.
55 years yes. married today? Yes. That's wonderful. Believe me. Well, we're certainly glad to have you with us on this day to celebrate things that are going on here. Does it seem like 55 years you've been married?
Well, seemed like a long time.
I should think it would. Well, Mrs. Cook, where did you meet your husband? In Nebraska? Is that where it was?
Kansas.
In Kansas?
Yeah.
And you moved to Nebraska?
Yes.
And how long have you been out in California?
10 years.
Mm-hmm. Do your children live out here with you?
Three of them.
I see. It's kind of nice to have folks around.
The other one's back in Fairbury.
Mm-hmm. You know why we ask you up here, in addition to pay a little tribute to you, because you have achieved this 55 years of happy married life, we also like to ask you a few questions and see if we can find out just what it is that made you so successful in being married. I mean, maybe you never had to fight about whether your husband asked you to marry him or not. It's our bride and groom we're about to do. What the particular qualifications does Mr. Cook have that makes him such a good husband?
Oh, I wouldn't know. He's just all right, that's all.
Just all right. Well, he must be. You kept him on for 55 years. Mr. Cook, what would you say about Mrs. Cook that makes her a good wife?
Well, I think she's first class.
Yes?
And makes a very good husband.
Very good wife?
Wife.
She a good cook?
Good. Oh, she is. Extra good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you sort of sum up, have you anything, any advice? Supposing you were trying to advise one of your children who's getting married today, what would you tell them to do to go about being happy?
Well, I believe I'd tell them to just kind of hold their own.
Mm-hmm. Yes? You mean, how do you mean
give
that?
Give and take, but
yes.
Give more than you take.
Give more than you take. Well, some of you people who are laughing aren't giving more than you're taking, believe me. Yes, I know. I think that's very good advice, Mrs. Cook. Does she practice that, Mr. Cook?
Well, she does, yes, quite a bit. She usually has her way.
Well, does that come from your taking or your giving?
Well, I think that's just what I give.
Yeah, it's what you give. Well, that proves that it's right. Well, because today is your 55th wedding anniversary, one of the golden years of married life, we have two gifts in gold for you people. Two very thin, beautiful 17-jewel Gruen watches. America's precision watch, a product of the Gruen Watch Company. Gee, come back on your next anniversary, will you?
Thanks.
And celebrate with us. We're very happy to have you with us. Coming back from the chapel now as husband and wife married less than a minute, and I hope that the little discussion is settled. Our very happy young bride and her very handsome groom. Helen, what is your name?
Helen Halsibus.
Oh, she's all right. Thought ahead. Well, I just was... Well, everything go to your satisfaction?
Oh, fine.
Fine. Well, now that you're married, we have to give you some wedding presents, and I don't think there's anything you'll appreciate more than a set of Gorham sterling silver. For over 100 years, in fact, since 1831, America's leading silversmith, Gorham, presents our bride and groom choice each day of a 24-piece set of sterling silver. A complete service for four in solid silver. Do you remember what pattern you picked, Helen? Are you a little nervous?
Greenbrier.
Greenbrier. Oh, I think this is up here. Oh, this is a magnificent pattern. Look at the exquisite simplicity of that. Beautiful, little kind of a floral pattern scroll along the edge. That's very, very lovely. That's a very wise choice. I hope you make other decisions as wise. Now, what about this honeymoon department? Where would you youngsters like to go to?
The San Marcan Hotel in Santa Barbara.
I think we can fix that up for you right now, because right after the broadcast, they're going off to the airport, Lockheed Air Terminal, to meet Paul Mance, the world's most famous honeymoon flyer, who operates his charter service and freight service and everything else, and also operates our bride and groom honeymoon specials. And these two will get in a plane by themselves with just a pilot who will be minding his own business up in front, so maybe you can settle that. Maybe they can settle that little problem about who proposed to whom. And he will fly them to Goleta Airport, and they'll land there near Santa Barbara. They'll be met by a Tanner Gray Line limousine and driven to the world-famous Sam Arcand Hotel for a week's prepaid honeymoon. Santa Barbara, by the way, is called the American Riviera because it's situated between the mountains and the Blue Pacific, and it's really beautiful, a magnificent setting for a wonderful honeymoon. The host there, your host, will be manager George Chambers. You'll enjoy excellent food and luxurious honeymoon accommodations. Great deal of privacy, too. You can swim in the hotel's marine casino and explore the really enchanting Santa Barbara area. I know you're going to have a good time. Sound all right?
Sounds swell.
Yes, well, I mean...
That just sounds good.
Good. Well, because of the fact that up there in Santa Barbara, there's so much outdoor sports and all that, from Tabac of California, we have a letter for you to go to Saks Fifth Avenue, select a completely coordinated Tabac outfit designed by Stealth. Miss Scott, would you come up here, please? This is Miss Kay Scott, a starlet from Paramount, who is nice enough to come over and show us what at least three of the pieces of this outfit look like. This is, see, it's all designed around one motif. Is this the outfit?
Yes, this is part of the outfit.
Well, what part do you have?
Pieces. Mm-hmm. I have three pieces on it.
What is that? Clam diggers.
And the brown skirt.
Yes.
Midriff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other pieces.
Yes, well, what are the nine?
Yes.
They make up into about 20 different costumes for sunbathing or anything. Yes.
I should have a good time in those.
Yes, I think so. Miss Scott, thank you very much. Your picture is Susie Slagle's, isn't it? Miss
That's
Susie Slagle's?
It.
Thank you. You're a very attractive girl. It looks very good on you. It's better than it would on me, I think. And incidentally, you'll want pictures of your honeymoon, Gail, so you can remember just exactly what the place looked like and what you were doing and all that. So we have for you an Argoflex camera made by Argus, America's finest makers of cameras.
Oh,
yep.
Swell.
Beauty? The Argoflex, famous for that reflex action, so you can see what you're taking.
Boy, and that here, really is swell.
Isn't that a beauty?
Boy, that's
and from
really a beauty.
From Posto Film of Hollywood, a year's supply of their sensational new Posto Chrome film, so you can take all the pictures you want. Will all you single girls get up? We're going to have to toss our bride's bouquet. One more gift for the bride from Max Factor of Hollywood, a magnificent makeup kit exactly as created for the stars, a leather kit filled with all the Max Factor makeup. Right now, it's time for us to say good luck to our bride and groom as they leave on their honeymoon to young lovers everywhere. See you all later. Two words from Jack McElroy. We'll see you all tomorrow, on Monday.
It was a big day in the Maxwell household. Mrs. Maxwell said, "Come quick, dear." Baby climbed out of his crib all by himself. It's the first time. And Mr. Maxwell said, "Well, I'll be. Strong boy, my son." But Baby Maxwell just said, "Hachoo," which was bad news for everybody. Baby had caught cold playing on the floor when he should have been in bed. So Mrs. Maxwell went right for the Fletcher's Castoria, the children's laxative. Because when a cold starts, it's wise to be sure that baby stays regular. And Fletcher's Castoria is made especially for baby's sensitive young digestive system. Fletcher's Castoria is gentle, effective, with no harsh drugs such as you sometimes find in adult laxatives. Look for the green band around the package when you buy Fletcher's Castoria. Then you know you have the children's laxative. Genuine Fletcher's Castoria. Jack McElroy speaking, bride and groom with John Nelson, comes to you every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time from Hollywood.
Dirty grease spots go right before your eyes in a jiffy when you use Energene cleaning fluid. It's unsurpassed for making blouses, hats, handbags, almost anything you can think of spotlessly clean. And it's easy to use, too. Get Energene cleaning fluid. Keep it clean with Energene. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.